Harvest season is here. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We'll probably be harvesting corn in about 2 weeks. There's already been a couple of farmers around us shelling high-moisture corn and drying it to ship out.
West Tennessee row crop farmers are quickly turning their attention to the harvest season, and first up is corn. Hardeman County's Barry Lake says for the most part, all of his crops are doing well, given that there's been almost too much rain here lately.
Most of West Tennessee has had pretty good moisture July and August. Our worst dry spell was actually in June, and it hurt some of the corn then, but it's looking good right now. If we don't get too much rain to have to worry too much more about aflatoxin or something like that in the corn. Cotton crop is looking excellent, and the corn crop is looking better than we were expecting in June when it looked so dry.
Barry Lake says he won't go as far as to say it's going to be a bumper crop, but at least a good crop, especially if the aflatoxin fungus stays away from his corn. Pretty much the same sentiments from producer Larry Paul Harris in Henderson County.
All in all, our corn crop is, I'd call it, good, average to good. Bean crop, it sure hadn't hurt for moisture. All thing I'm concerned with now is all this foggy mornings and disease setting in late season soybean diseases. Well, we've sprayed for that, but I think all in all, we've got a good crop.
Harris says also he's about 2 weeks away from corn harvest on his farm, and he's hopeful disease pressure from all the excess moisture doesn't show up, and he's basically ready for some drier weather.
We want to cut some more hay. We need to cut some hay. We got some seeding and pasture seeding we'd like to do between now and Labor Day before we go to the field, and it just rains every day now. It just rains every time you turn around, but I'd rather have too much water. It's not enough.
While most of the state has had fair amounts of rain this season, many farmers in the southeast and northeastern part of the state have had extreme drought conditions. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.